Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm the host of the podcast. And in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about how you're potentially crushing your presentations. You're just nailing it, yet you're botching your day-to-day conversations. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really excited that you're here. We are in our ninth season. This is episode 364. I've talked about how know-it-alls could become say-it-alls and just excessive deep dives. Subject matter experts become problematic in that they become speak more than everyone. Those SMEs. Well, in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about how it's really not about presentations. It's really about conversations and how you might be great at presentations, but your conversations are lacking. As I mentioned, we're every other week in this podcast, yet I am in alternate weeks. I'm publishing a newsletter on LinkedIn, the same title called Just Saying, reaching a different audience, the people I'm connected with on LinkedIn. And the subjects are similar, but different. And I highly recommend if you have not looked it up, just connect with me on LinkedIn and look up Just Saying. You'll see it right there in my profile. And I will have, by the time of this release, 10 new issues. And it's a variety of topics that are, again, similar but different than the ones I'm talking about in this podcast. This week, however, we're going to talk on the podcast, we're going to talk about presentations versus conversations and where do you stack. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up very, very simply is that we have far more present conversations than we do presentations. In preparing for this and thinking about this episode, I did a little bit of research. I went on Amazon and I just started looking up books about presentation training, and the list is endless. If you want to get better presentations, at the Brief Lab, we teach very, very little presentation training. You don't do a lot of presentations, and there's so much taught in this already that you can go out and build a library that is just endless topics. I'll just give you a quick snippet of, I'm not recommending any of these books, but this is just kind of the list top to bottom. Presenting Made Easy, Presentation Sprint, No BS Guide to Powerful Presentations, The Ultimate No Holds Barred Plan to Selling Anything with Webinars, Speeches, The 29-Minute Manager Presentations, Speak with No Fear, Everyday Business Storytelling, Powerful Presentation Handbook. The list goes on and on and on. I'm not saying one is any better than the other or any worse than the other, but I'm saying is that in terms of supply and demand, there's a ton of supply on that. And I mentioned in my last podcast about TED Talks, and you know, there's books like How to Give a TED Talk, and it's just, there's a lot. And you don't need it. In this podcast, you're not going to get it. Why? Because you're going to have a lot more conversations with people than you have presentations. In my career, and I do this for a living, I don't give a lot of presentations. I have a ton of conversations every day. I mean, dozens of them all day long. Yet I might have in a year, I don't know, half a dozen, maybe a dozen, you know, keynote presentations, talks that I give. Most people don't have that many where you're actually standing at a podium giving. Yeah, people get, you know, scared in front of the, you know, doing public speaking. I get it. And I'm not discouraging you from getting better presentations, but you're probably crushing your presentations because you've trained on that ton. But how you manage these day-to-day conversations you might be botching it. It might really be lacking. The vast majority of communication is ruined in how people have conversations with each other. And it's not just at home. I mean, it's during the day. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about, you know, how do I get or give a daily update? I'm checking in with people. I'm in a meeting. I'm having a conversation before the meeting, conversations during the meeting, sidebars after the meeting. I'm calling people. I'm on conference calls. I'm on Teams and Zoom calls. I have a random drive-by. I knock on somebody's door. You got a minute? I'm doing a quick call. The list goes on. I mean, I'm talking to people all the time. And what I want you to be thinking about in this podcast, this episode, for a moment of reflection, for a challenge, is a couple things. It's like, number one, is am I ready for this? If I'm going to go to somebody's office, for example, and I'm going to do a drive-by, have I thought about what I'm going to say? Have I thought about how long it's going to take? Have I thought about what they know about this topic? Am I just literally showing up, opening my mouth, and talking? If I'm picking up the phone and I'm calling somebody, have I thought about what the topic is going to be? When the last time we spoke? What's the preparation? Am I ready? Another thing I want you to think about is, who's doing most of the talking? During the conversation, as you're having them, what's the balance of power? Is it 50-50? Is it 80-20? Like the last episode, podcast episode, is, you know, subject matter experts, SMEs, know-it-alls. In your last conversation, were you doing 90% of the talking? Are you an extrovert? The person you're talking to, are they an introvert? Are you just lost in the weeds? Who's doing most of the talking? Another thing to think about is, am I really listening during the conversation? Am I zoning out? This is a challenge for a lot of people, myself included, where you're in conversations and you kind of quickly check out. This is a LinkedIn newsletter article that I did recently. It's a brief essay called Hearing Fast Voices in My Head. I'm not going to read it to you. You can go on LinkedIn and read it. It's just it's a quick 3-minute read. But it talks about the elusive 600, you know, that thing that we've talked about in the Brief Lab and previous podcasts, that it's in the book Brief and Noise, that your brain, it goes at 750 words per minute. People talk on average about 150 words per minute. Your brain has this elusive 600, these 600 words that are kind of floating around your head while you're listening. The elusive 600 can be very, very dangerous. You could be thinking about what you're going to say next. You can get distracted. They could say a word and your brain goes fast and you zoom to another word. You just stop listening entirely. You're waiting to agree, respond. Your listening is terrible. My listening can be terrible. It's your brain's fast. Am I really slowing it down in the conversation? Am I being what I would call in the book Noise and also Quiet Works, a present listener? Meaning I'm in the moment, in the now, present, in the present, and I'm giving the gift, the present, of my listening. The gift of my attention. In conversations, oftentimes, I'm not either. We're not either. I'm neither in the moment. I'm racing ahead. And I'm not giving the gift of my undivided attention. It's highly divided. And the gift is not worth giving, honestly. So if you're in a conversation and you're like, I'm worried about presentation training, you know, go ahead and keep on worrying about that. If you have a presentation to give, you can buy a million books. I have a perspective on that. And you can do a search on Just Saying topics about presentations. Most of them turn into performances, and it's not really you anyways. It's some version of you that you overtrained yourself, and it doesn't even sound like you. When you look at conversations, you're having way more of these. I want you to be thinking about, have I prepared for them? Who's doing most of the talking? Am I even listening? Now, if you did one, two, or all of those three things, I mean, not a huge surprise. The conversations would be a lot better. They'd be more enjoyable. Those daily updates that you're giving would be more on point. They'd be more intelligible. Those conference calls or Zoom calls or meetings or updates or check-ins or drive-bys would be less random and scattered and all over the place and more back and forth, more conversational, more personal. This is all to say that you might be the best presenter in the world, but you might be a very, very poor conversationalist. And the good news is we can practice this all the time because we're having conversations all the time. We're having conversations constantly, actually. We're in the giving and receiving of these conversations, and how we show up for these conversations really does dictate the quality and the quantity of the conversation. You know, I look back in a week at my calendar. I mean, I have dozens of these things. They're scattered up and down my calendar, scheduled, and there's a bunch of them that aren't even scheduled. All the people that I talk to, and you're probably very similar in that regard, Are you botching your conversations? Are you even focusing on having better ones? So here's a couple of things I want to do to challenge you. And this is in the spirit of just trying to, as I've trying to modify this podcast a bit, and this to focus on more personal challenges, is I would recommend that you go online and buy a 1 minute sand dial. They're like egg timers. They cost nothing. They're like $2. And it's a 1 minute sand dial. And I would recommend you buy one and you put it in your backpack. Buy a couple, put one in your backpack, put one on your desk. And I would recommend you use it for quiet. And here's how I would use it. Before you have a conversation, take 2 minutes to prepare. Just flip it over for 1 minute, do a minute of preparation. Okay, who am I talking to? What are we talking about? How long is it going to be? Slow down. Once the minute's over, flip it over again, do another minute. Just like, get ready. It's 2 minutes, just 2 minutes of quiet. It's just you focusing on this conversation that's going to be coming. You're getting ready for it. That's one way you can do it. Super practical. Or not. If you don't do it, you're going to show up and that conversation's not going to be as good. You know, I did a LinkedIn newsletter article about showing up late and unprepared. I recommend you go to LinkedIn and find it, read it. But one of the points that I say in that article is it's a good practice to show up to Zoom calls, to Microsoft Teams calls, 3, 4, 5 minutes early. Just show up early. And that's use that quiet, hit mute, turn the camera off, and use that 2 minutes of quiet to prepare. What are we going to talk about? So that's 2 minutes of preparation. I would also, at the end of it, I find this to be very difficult to do, but when I do it, very valuable, is take 2 minutes at the end of a call, end of a conversation, end of a drive, and whenever I have a conversation and the person leaves or we disconnect or we say goodbye, is taking out a piece of paper and doing a quiet debrief. In this new program that I'm developing called Quiet Selling, it's kind of a 5-step process of using quiet in the sales process. This is called a quiet debrief. After the conversation, I want you to spend 2 minutes of quiet. Who did most of the talking? What did I hear? What could I have done better? What were the major things discussed? What were the action items? Write a summary. 2 minutes at least. You might need to do this more, where you can really stop and collect your thoughts about how well it went, how poorly it went, what was discussed, what wasn't discussed. What was the quality of my listening? Debrief. Use that moment. Use that as a moment to evaluate yourself. It's just 2 minutes before, 2 minutes after. That's quiet during the day. It's not, you know, 4 hours of perfect silence in a dark room. It's practical uses of quiet during the day to be better at conversations. And I found that as I work on this myself, that it does drive those conversations to be better. Better for the person I'm talking to. Easier, more enjoyable, more productive for them because I'm preparing and I'm debriefing afterwards. Oftentimes when I get on my phone, when I hang up the phone, my cell phone, I look at the phone, I look at the time, and I ask myself this question. What could I have done better in that conversation? As I just stare at my phone. And there's so much room for improvement. I mean, there just is. There's so much room for improvement. We could be botching conversations and spending all this time trying to prepare to like give great TED Talks and just living in the illusion that we're actually going to do TED Talks a lot. So my experience as we look at this, the better you are at conversations, ironically, will help you better at presentations. I'll say that again. So the better you are at conversations will ironically make you better at presentations. Why? Because the best presentations are, in fact, conversations. Just saying.